You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. Hey, I have good news for you today, and that is that it's not too hard. Well, that could be motivational in any field, but I'm talking about the spiritual life. Thriving in Jesus, growing spiritually, it's hard, but it's not too hard. And that's a promise from God. Listen to these words that God commanded Moses to speak to the Israelites, and we find them in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 15. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. So do you want to grow spiritually? Do you wish you had a closer walk with Jesus? Are you spiritually frustrated and you wish that you could walk in that path of blessing and thriving and you just can't find it? Listen, it's not too hard. The name Deuteronomy means second law. So at this point in biblical history, Moses has shared the law with the Israelites, mostly in Exodus and Leviticus, but they kept straying from that law. They found it hard. And Moses was about to die, and the people were about to enter the promised land under the leadership of Joshua. So Moses really cares about having his final bit of influence on the people of God that he's given himself to for all these years. Moses knows that they so easily wander. They struggle spiritually. And his final contribution to their spiritual success and to ours is to give the law again. And that's what the book of Deuteronomy is. He reviews some history. The Ten Commandments appear a second time. And he urges the people to observe God's law. So he speaks it to them and writes it all out and says, "It's all right here. It's not too hard for you." But we all know that it's not always that simple. Just because we know the right thing doesn't mean we do the right thing. Now let's just accept that the spiritual life is hard. And let's take a minute to ask ourselves, why is it hard? So I can make a quick list right now, and the big things come to mind, like that we live in this spiritual war. There's a devil that's skilled and continually preoccupied with tripping you up. It's hard because I struggle with sin. I struggle to die to self. And it's hard also because God is not physically visible. I don't meet with him face to face, and when I talk with him, I've never heard an audible answer. It's hard because spiritual truths are deep, and they call us to do things that are against our sinful nature. It's hard because I'm distracted, I'm addicted, I'm busy. It's hard just to know where to start. And once we do, what step comes next? It's hard because we've been given some examples in the church of spiritual life that are not good. Does your list sound something like mine? What would you add to it? Why is the spiritual life hard for you? Try to think of a few of your own reasons that are very specific to your own struggles. Do you have a list? Now, try to think of the two or three that would make their way to the top of that list. Those things that are most responsible for making the spiritual life hard for you. Now take those very real challenges and look at them straight on and speak these words of biblical truth. It is not too hard. Do you believe it? God is stronger than Satan, and God is too good to make the spiritual life he's called you to too hard for you. There may be somebody who's listening to this message right now who's ready to give up. Maybe you're about to cross that line into despair, or maybe you crossed that line a long time ago. Maybe you're tempted to settle for spiritual mediocrity because you've been pursuing God and you've just found that the spiritual life is hard, I can sympathize with you. I find it really hard myself. But today I want to remind you, it's not too hard. And that's what God was speaking to me as I was reading in the book of Deuteronomy, and I read those words, it is not too hard for you. It reminded me that God has put in front of me everything I need to thrive in my relationship with Him. And it's true for you too. Let's go back to the text and just go through it a little more slowly. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off." So we hear the word command and commandment. Moses is talking about spiritual thriving, and he's talking about it in the context of keeping God's commandments, keeping the law. And maybe you've had a negative view of commandments and law. Maybe you have thought of spiritual life as something that's independent of spiritual laws. Or maybe you've been in a context of legalism that you actually thought that spiritual laws drained you of spiritual life. That's not what Moses is saying. Moses is saying that the path of the maximum blessing is walking in the will of God. God has good laws because He loves us and He wants us to thrive spiritually. And this is consistent throughout Scripture. God has called us to the best things. His commands are the path of blessing. Picking up in verse 12, it says, "It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?'" These words tap into the psychology of us struggling spiritual seekers who just think that it's just too far out of reach. When it gets hard, we just start telling ourselves it's impossible. And the reason we do that is we measure spiritual success by taking the state we're in and imagining the ideal state and measuring the massive gap between the two. And then we excuse ourselves from the quest of spiritual life because we say, like, who's going to go up to heaven and bring that down to me? It's so far away. Don't think of it that way. Don't assess your potential for spiritual thriving by how far you are from your ideal, but by how close God is to you. He's saying that spiritual thriving is not too hard for you because you don't have to reach up to heaven and bring it down. He comes to you and lays it right before you. We get that in verse 14. It says, "But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it." It's not about how far you are from perfection, but about how close God has come to you. He has made Himself accessible. That's why it's not too hard. It's not too far off. Not because you're so close to perfection, but because God is so close to you. His Spirit dwells in you. His commandments are given to you. He has put it all right in front of us. And that's why I love verse 15. It says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." Do you believe that? That right now, this very day, God has set life before you. It's accessible. It's right there. I understand this to mean that in this very moment, God has placed in front of me the option of spiritual thriving, and He has given me enough information about how to access it that I can have it today. Sure, there's going to be growth. I'm not going to be today where I could be in 10 years with Jesus. But what I need to be alive in Jesus right now is not too far off. It is not 20 years in the future. It's set before me today. God has individualized paths for each of us. We're all at a different place. And He knows what my next best step is for spiritual growth. And He knows what your next step is. And He's not standing at the finish line saying, "You got to get here." He's saying, "Take this next step with me. And I've put it right in front of you today." It's hard, but it's not too hard. What is the invitation that God has placed in front of you? What is the command that He's calling you to obey today? Is He pricking your conscience that you are not living up to the light you've been shown, and you need to go back and do those things that he's already revealed in your life before you can move forward into the next phase of spiritual growth. What solutions is he offering that you're resisting? What conviction is he bringing out that you're avoiding? See, these are the things that are set right before us. And as we press into these things, God is faithful to meet us there. And no, we're not what we will be. That's okay. Because if I'm right with him today, and if I'm filled with him today, then that's a good day. I can thrive spiritually today. It's not too far off. It's not too hard. If you've spent much time around kids, then you know that they so easily go into the mindset of thinking that things are too hard. If they're asked to do something that's a bit challenging, they'll just quickly say, "I can't. It's too hard. It's impossible. It will take me 10 million years to finish cleaning my room. I just can't do it." I'm a parent, and I've heard words like this a lot. It's just too hard. But as a parent, I know that it's not too hard, that I'm not giving my kids a command that is impossible for them to carry out. I also know that I'm there to help them do it. And then sometimes after a whole bunch of effort into throwing a fit, they'll finally do what I've asked them to do. And they'll prove that it was not too hard. Once they finally took the step of following instruction to do the thing they're asked to do, they found out that they had everything they needed to get the job done. So I just encourage you in your own spiritual life, being alive spiritually is just too good to miss out on. So don't believe the lie that it's too hard. Get the tools you need. Invest the time that you need. Seek the advice that you need. Put in the effort that it takes. Be a problem solver. And watch God break down barriers that you thought were way too high. Watch him reveal things that are right in front of you that you thought were way too far. Watch him supply you with the strength and the insight to take the action that you were sure was too hard for you. Be prayerful to discern those things that God has placed in front of you. Listen to him. Let him reveal to you the next step he has for you. Because the very thing you need for your next spiritual step, for your next breakthrough in your walk with Christ, is right in front of you. Spend time in scripture to find those things that God has placed right in front of you. Reflect in prayer to discern those things that God has put right in front of you. And God is so good. As you keep seeking, he will make it clear to you. And when he does, walk with him into that next step of spiritual thriving. The spiritual life is hard, but it is not too hard. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, thank you for listening to Speak, Lord. This was fun. It was my first time in front of the microphone since before I left for my sabbatical. It was good for me to think about what God has been speaking to me and then to be able to share it with you. You can find more of Speak, Lord by searching for Speak, Lord wherever you get podcasts. And you can find more from me at PastorRyanRogers.com.